Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Blog Talk Radio. This is Sarah Knutson, and I'm here with Jason Kalendek. And we are talking about the issue of toxic shaming. This issue we'll talk about, we'll begin to speak the unspeakable truth of the psychiatric violation that so many of us have experienced. So many of us, in fact, vast numbers of us find ourselves shamed or ashamed as a direct result of having been psychiatrized. The question for many of us is, what if this isn't an accident? We found ourselves recently wondering together, is it possible that toxic shame is a direct intention of psychiatry, not just a byproduct? In fact, what if psychiatry is using shame in the same way that it's using so many other things that it calls treatment? As a way to silence dissent, as a way to marginalize our critique, and as a way to enforce compliance with dominant culture norms. But even going beyond this, regardless of intentions, what's the implication of an entire profession that's actively exploiting clinician-patient power differentials so that the members of this profession are free to force their will onto vulnerable and unconsenting service recipients? So in this episode, we explore these questions. We look at our lived experience, and we're actually going to coin a term in this episode called psychiatric molestation. It's really kind of striking when you think about it, how the medical model has positioned psychiatry in so many ways to have its way with us in body, mind, and spirit. So in this episode, we're going to openly challenge the violations inherent in really this posture of clinical intercourse, that dictates that the psychiatrist is the one who's on top, is dominant, is entitled to exercise power, and that those of us who are in the patient's roles are on the bottom. We're expected to be submissive, and we're expected to be the receptacle of everything psychiatric. And finally, and most importantly, we're going to ask on the show how we can overcome the iatrogenic shame and to recover from the damage that psychiatry has done to us on physical, mental, moral, and existential levels. So if you're interested in this topic and you'd like to call in, please do so. Please do so. And we're...
In theory, every email that she is on is a personal email.
Right.
You know, the system is not built for that, to say, hey, Luke, you get to decide what is government-related and what is not. Just delete what you think you should and